the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
You've been broken up with, or you've done the breaking up. You've probably done both, but
everyone.
Some people are always on one end or the other.
Some are easier than others.
Mm-hmm. So this is allegedly some of the worst celebrity breakups, and I wonder if anybody listening has one, I'm sure, that matches with this.
These have to be some of the worst of all time, though, because it's magnified, you know?
Yes. Oh, it's got to be way worse.
Because everybody knows. So Matt Damon and Minnie Driver, who starred together in Good Will Hunting, they then dated for a year. And according to Minnie Driver, were still dating when during an appearance on the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oprah said, "Are you seeing anyone?" And he said, "No."
Yeah, that'd be rude.
I am single.
That would be a bad way to find out.
That'd be weird. Like, especially if you're watching it and you're kind of excited for him. Like, oh, that's a pretty big deal. Yeah, like, they were stars, but they
was it known in the world that they were dating one another? Or was it kind of like...
keep it a secret.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that would kind of make a difference. Like, if she and she thought he was just going to, like, divulge it on Oprah. And...
she told the Los Angeles Times then, "It seemed like a good forum for him to announce to the world that we were no longer together, which I found fantastically inappropriate. Of course, he was busy declaring his love for me on David Letterman a month earlier." So well known that they were together.
Okay, yep, yep.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
Yeah.
That is awkward.
Now, Pete Davidson, he's been on quite a run. Kate Beckinsale, before that, Ariana Grande. And somewhere in the middle, Cassie David, daughter of Larry David.
Right before Ariana Grande.
Right before. Pete Davidson broke up with Cassie David via text, and she found out he was dating Ariana Grande the next day on Instagram. That's a fast turnaround.
That's pretty quick, yeah.
It is. And technically...
what luck?
Technically, that's not... I just happened to have read her book. And gotten through the chapter.
Cassie Davids?
Yeah. She has a humor book. It's essays. And, and she's really funny.
Okay.
And there's an entire chapter on this. And what happened, what went down was they were dating for a long time, her and Pete Davidson. And it was not great. And finally, there came a time where Cassie David went, "I think we should take a break." And then he went, "Okay." Like, you know, his Chad character on SNL?
Yeah.
It seemed, reading it, it seemed just like that. Like, I think we should take a break.
So he said, okay.
And then one day, like a day later, she was thinking, this sounds very casual. Why did he, you know, what's going on? And then she went, this is for the best. And then, boom, that news hit. And it was, I mean, imagine it being in your face 24 hours a day.
Oh, it was.
It wouldn't be great.
Oh, totally.
I wouldn't like that at all.
No.
I've always said just the idea of... like for kids dating when kids used Facebook more, but now there's other social medias obviously that they use. But like the idea of in high school, like if you were into somebody and they broke up with you or whatever, and then you saw them with whomever they were dating, that was bad enough. But then at least you could go home or summer vacation would come or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now being chased by it on Instagram and everywhere else.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. And even when you unfriend people sometimes or mute them, it's like, you know, they show up in somebody else's feed.
Right? let's see. Laura Dern, wonderful actress.
Yes.
She was
engaged romances
to Billy Bob Thornton.
Yes.
Wonderful actor.
Yes. Yeah, they were.
By the way, in this photo of them together, Billy Bob Thornton looks older than he does now. Look at this.
He's always been pretty grizzled.
Oh, whoa. That must have been right after, what's that movie he's in where he plays?
Sling Blade.
Yes. That must have been sometime right after that because he's looking extra rough.
He did method acting with that haircut and he had to like wean himself off of it.
So she went away to shoot a movie and while she was gone, he moved out, ghosted her and married Angelina Jolie. Wow.
Yeah.
You got to take those.
Yeah, and they started wearing
those opportunities,
blood vials and
by
whatnot.
The horns.
That was so weird.
Zayn Malik of One Direction.
Yes. He was.
His girlfriend Perry Edwards was touring the United States. They lived together. They're engaged 2 years, more than girlfriend. And he busted up with her via text while she was touring, and then she was homeless because he was keeping the house.
Yeah, that one. I think. Yeah. Not being able to, like, you're on tour, it's grueling. You got breaking up with over text, and you have no place to go. no thought.
Like, even if you don't need the home for a while, it'd be like,
still
this sucks.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if you're at the point where you're living together and own a place together, I would think there would be more than a text. That should be at least a phone call.
Yeah, but who knows? I mean, that guy is, but I don't know how old they are, but they're young. So, like, even though he's got this empire of sorts with One Direction, and he was successful so in, like, a solo way, like, he's still a stupid young idiot who's like, I don't want to do this anymore.
True.
This text off the Straight Talk hotline, somewhat related. I had been seeing a guy for a while, and I found out the hard way that the reason he wanted to wait for sex is because my pinky was bigger than his member.
Mm.
I laughed in his face and told him to go back to his ex-fiance because if someone can love you with that, clearly she's the one.
That's cruel.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, person writes, cruel. Am I the butthole? Yeah, yeah, I think you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He could have been good at other things.
I mean, it's a little shallow if you're going to break up with him for that, but you don't need to tell him to die.
I know.
You can look at a Kia and say, oh, gross. But then you can test drive it and say, oh, this is kind of a smooth ride. You know?
It's okay. Right. It's better than I thought it'd be.
Right?
Yeah. A Kia tricked me the other day. I was like, wow, that's a really nice car. And I was like, oh, my God, it's a Kia.
You know, they're doing some fantastic things.
Yeah, they are. See, that's what I'm saying. A pinky can go a long way.
Yeah.
Not true.
Kia. I mean, yeah. It's like a surprisingly effective small penis on the road.
Or like Kia. We're getting bigger.
Yeah. Kia.
Watch us grow.
Yeah. We're growers, not showers.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts, she's pretty beautiful, has been forever.
She's had some pretty high profile ones.
Yeah.
This text from Maine. How big was that lady's pinky? Maybe she has a big pinky. Nice job, hot dog fingers.
It's possible, yeah.
This text, on the day that Julia Roberts was supposed to marry Kiefer Sutherland.
Mm-hmm. This was a big one.
She ran away to Ireland with his best friend, Jason Patrick.
On the day?
The day.
Oh, she flipped out.
She freaked out.
Was that before or after she filmed Runaway Bride? Because I loved that movie. I didn't realize it was a real life
based
thing.
I would think it would have been before, which is really remarkable. Like, because even if you look at the script and go, it's really good, you're like, oh, it's a little too on the nose for me.
Oh, man.
I thought she did that twice, too. Didn't she, like, right at the last minute break up with Benjamin Bratt?
And then she prostituted herself.
I don't think
Richard
Gere. He was in that
real life.
I don't know.
All of her movies. She actually did before them.
Well, she was married to Lyle Lovett.
Yeah.
And she's been married to a camera dude or a guy that she met who was working on the set of one of her films for years. So on a podcast in 2009, Kiefer and Jason became friends again. On a podcast interview, Jason Patrick said, what lasted after all that is me and Kiefer, 35-year buddies.
Yeah, it's possible. It happens.
Yeah. Well, they went back to having something in common.
True.
Kelly sounds like someone who's been, this text, Kelly sounds like someone who's been coping with have a Kia-like size for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah. Are you a Kia driver?
Yeah.
I drive a Honda. It's nice and well-rounded. You know, pleasurable for all.
How's it fit in the garage?
It'll last me forever.
Yeah.
It is a good fit.
Yeah? Could you park more in the garage, though?
No, my boyfriend's Volvo is much bigger.
Okay.
So we together in the garage, we fit perfectly.
It's very snug.
Yeah.
Joe Jonas broke up with Taylor Swift in a 27-second phone call. And, of course, she told The Ellen Show, when I look at that person, I'm not even going to remember the boy who broke up with me over the phone in 27 seconds when I was 18. That's a lie. I mean, really, how long does the call have to be?
I don't
What's
think
the minimum?
I don't know.
Well,
I mean,
also, at 18.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a lot of loves left to happen at 18.
I know. They have teams. Like, I would just tell my assistant to tell a manager, to tell a publicist, to tell their publicist, manager, assistant.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why do you have to do all this stuff?
And also, you know, I mean, I know that they're real people with real emotions and real feelings, and I'm sure that hurts. But it also, there's probably a little solace taken in the fact that I'm a multimillionaire, beautiful human being that literally could go out and, like, write down what I want in a human being partner and find it in the next 3 hours.
And also,
that somebody would be willing to go out with me.
But if that's your normal,
yeah,
it would. You don't know how special that is.
Well, they should. Still.
Because
other people have to do match.
There are.
I'm sure that you could just put it out there. I'll bet you could write a list.
Here's the list.
Uh-huh.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.